Hey, so Tom, I got a good one for you. How did you get introduced to Aikido? It's such an important part in your life. How did you come across, how did that come into your life?
Well, I grew up in Washington, D.C. And so martial arts was all sort of big to me. I wrestled in high school. I did really well in that. Played football in college. You had to choose. You could either lose weight or gain weight.
Right.
I'd rather gain weight. You know, boxing was of interest to me. All the arts were of interest to me. When I started studying Shotokan, a karate style first, this is in the 60s. Then I worked with this amazing Tai Chi guy who really helped me doing something we call join hands, understanding that, you know, my wrestling training that I had done in school, man, I wish I would have known that. I wish I would have known certain blending movements, certain, you know, because I did it more through quickness and power, training, lifting, running, anything that I gained speed and power, but I didn't recognize the essence of power is utilizing what's around you and honoring what's around you. So then that shifted it pretty much. And I met this man in at the academy who was the head of Aikido, and he was the head of all of Aikido, and he came to the academy from Japan. He had never been to the mainland before, and he absolutely blew my mind. He was a little guy, about 5'5", World War II guy, one of the kindest, happiest. He looked like a monk, you know. He just had this sense of monkness about him. And I'd invite him over to dinner because we had the big academy, and he was just showing up there as one of the visiting instructors. Kobayashi was my teacher in Aikido, but he was just showing up as the chief instructor in the world. And we got down on our knees, and he said, I want you to just push me over. And I said, well, that'll be pretty easy. You know, you're like a guy in your 40s, and I'm this young, strong, tough guy, I thought. And I tell you, I could not move him. I could not. There was nothing I could do. And I got pretty frustrated. And then he looked at me and he said, domo, which means thanks. And he just effortlessly put me on my back. Effortlessly. And I said, fuck this. You can't do that. That doesn't happen. He said, well, I can't. You can do it also if you would just understand certain principles and work with them daily. And that's when, I started to work hard at this art. And then with Kobayashi Sensei, who was his main guy here in the U.S., I would go to L.A. and train with him, and you learn certain principles, and then you need to apply them, and you need to work with them in everything you're doing, washing dishes or whatever you're doing. And before you know it, there's a certain sense of blending that you basically live into. And the aspect I'm talking about most important is your life, your kids, your wife, your job, the people you see. And yeah, the martial arts is fun, but it's living life from that place of blending, from that place of ki or chi or energy, and seeing beyond the physical. And it's just been a calling card for me, a matchstick to lighting up my life. That's sort of it.
It's fun. I'm glad you said this story, because I remember you coming to the high school and other schools and doing your demonstrations and doing the exact thing and going through that with the football kids and stuff. And so it's kind of fun to hear the story from the original. I mean, it feels like it's your Karate Kid moment.
Yeah.
Well, I remember that too, with centering and trying to get folks to lift you on the stage. Always interesting and stuck with me for sure.
It's funny, and there's no trick about it, really. I mean, the way the sensei would teach it to me way back, you know, was he would go, do you think you're disconnected from the room? Your feet are standing on the floor. There's energy around you. You're connected to the whole room. And I want you to really understand that. And if you really understand that, then when people try to lift you up, they're trying to lift up the entire room. Well, that's virtually impossible. You can't lift yourself off the floor. How would you? So it's just a matter of your willingness to connect with the energy, which gets back to math and the community school when I was teaching there with Katzenberger and stuff in the early 1970s, was that concept of Bucky Fuller's concept. It's all energy, and this idea that we are physically detached from it in our bodies is a terrible mistake to make.
Right.
It's a terrible mistake to make in relationship, when you work with your children and you work with your friends. If you can't see that you are not you, you are also them. There's a bigger you out there. Then you can't be kind, you can't be generous, you can't be ecological. You can do it only because you think you should, but it doesn't emanate from your essence. And so,
you know,
the world has a lot to work on.
Well, it's interesting because we grew up listening to you, and I see the way the world's going now. And it's interesting because it really is about perspective. It really is about how you are willing to view things and question things and be on a certain plane.